Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Show. It is February 20th. And another episode where we are going to be evaluating the quarterbacks in the draft. But today we're going to sum things up because I've given you evaluations of who I believe are the six best quarterbacks in this year's NFL draft. But today I'm going to rank them for you. I'm going to tell you how I grade these quarterbacks, number six from number one, and where do I feel they belong in this NFL draft class. This show is brought to you by Pigskin Nut. Pigskin Nut, the football news you've been missing, gives you full coverage of all 32 NFL teams, the American Alliance of Football, the NFL Draft, every major college football conference, player profile and reports, X's and O's football, fantasy, as well as Pigskin Nut Radio, which this show is a part of. So six best quarterbacks in the draft. Who are they? Let's start out with number six. And also, you can follow us on social media. Pigskin Nut, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Coming in at number six, a lot of guys have him higher on their list, but for me, coming in at number six is Duke quarterback Daniel Jones. When I look at Jones out of the quarterbacks that I've placed in my top six, I believe he's one of the smartest out of these guys. He's also highly accurate, and he has great size, but to me, what holds him back from being, higher on my list and really being a guy that I would draft in the first couple rounds is, yeah, he's a great touch passer, but when you look at his low to arrival, I always talk about that. If you're a right-handed quarterback, from the second your left hand comes off the football to the time you wind back and get it to your receiver's hands, how long does it take? For me, it just takes too long for the ball to get there. You see, even on the passes where he really needs to zip it in there, it's taken a long time to get there. I'll give it to him. He's a great touch passer. He's accurate, but in terms of getting the ball there quickly, that's where I feel he falls short a little bit. But look, he's got a lot of good stuff, and he's also got, by the way, Peyton Manning in his back pocket. Coming in at number five is NC State quarterback Ryan Finley. Why? Because I think Ryan Finley, more so than Daniel Jones, just has a good feel for playing the position. You look at him in college, he played under center. When you look at his eyes and examine his eyes, they're always downfield. You never see him give up on plays. He's not the best athlete of all of these quarterbacks, but he's a good athlete. And when he's getting pressure in the pocket, he stands in there tall, makes good throws, and he's also a good thrower on the run. He's not going to give you what Kyler Murray will, obviously, but you look at him on the run, he's better than what you might expect. Some other things that I like about his game is that I really feel it translates very well to the pros. He protects the ball. He goes through his reads very well. And I think, comparing him to Daniel Jones, I think he gets the ball in there faster. I think, for him, he is a systems quarterback, but that's not a knock because most guys in the league are systems quarterbacks. I think he could end up being one of the best backups in the league, maybe an outside chance as a starter. Coming in at number four is maybe, in my opinion, the most accurate quarterback in the entire draft, and that's Will Grier, West Virginia quarterback. When you want to look at having a conversation for who has the best ball placement, he's up there. He's got incredible throwing mechanics. If you just look at the physics of how he drops back, how he uses his hips, everything he does, he does his textbook. When you look at him throwing over the middle of the field, that's really where he excels, and that's where the NFL game is going to be a lot of those intermediate throwing over the middle of the field passes. I think, what you have to look at as a knock against him is that he's really went against some high school level defenses. But look, I get it. But when you watch the tape, his ball placement is just so damn impressive, and it shows up over and over and over again. He may not go in the first few rounds, but I think he has a better upside than Finley or Jones, despite not looking the part. You look at Will Grier's ball placement; it's absolutely, I wouldn't say incredible, but it's pretty close to it. Coming in at number three is Mizzou quarterback Drew Lock. He is a pure gunslinger. Does he have an arm like Patrick Mahomes? No, but there are some things that are similar. He has really quick reaction time. He may have the quickest release of any quarterback in this draft. When he goes through his progressions, when he does it successfully, he does it in a hurry and maybe does it faster than any of these other quarterbacks. The problem I see with Lock is that sometimes he makes mistakes on his reads. He needs to show more patience. And although he's shown some good accuracy, he's still an erratic thrower of the football at times. But still, when you want to look at a guy that has a quick release, can throw off different platforms, keeps his eyes down the field, and is willing and able to make throws that other guys literally can't, Drew Lock is your guy. If he was as accurate as Baker Mayfield, he might even be my first or second overall pick. He does have the potential to be the best quarterback in this draft, but there are still some things he needs to work on in the NFL. Coming in at number two is another guy that I think has the potential to be the best, and that's Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, the Oklahoma quarterback, he has the potential to be the next Russell Wilson if, and this is a big if he can improve on reading coverages and nailing his progressions. You look at Russell Wilson. He may have gotten drafted, in the third round, but when you look at him in college, he has a guy that has always had really, really good field vision. And I think it's noticeably better than what Kyler Murray has. But in a lot of other ways, Murray is a similar player and arguably, maybe if you can say more athletic. When you want to just look at the wheels that he has on him, they're very similar, similar type arm. But I think ultimately what separates Russell Wilson from him in college to me are those things that I just talked about. I don't think that his size is going to be that much of an issue like people think, because, I mentioned this the other day, if Robert Griffin III knew how to make a good baseball slide earlier in his career, he probably would have extended his career. But you look at a guy like Russell Wilson, he's not that big, but when he takes off and he runs, he's a pocket first passer that runs at calculated times. Kyler Murray is getting to that level. He's not quite there yet, but I think when you look at Murray, I think he's going to be successful in the NFL, because when you look at the natural ability and the ceiling, it's pretty incredible considering he's under 5'10". And my number one quarterback in this draft, he's not perfect. He's not the most accurate guy of these guys, but he's still the best quarterback. And that's Dwayne Haskins. He is still the best quarterback prospect in this draft. So if I'm saying that Will Grier might be more accurate, he's not as good on the run as Kyler Murray, why am I still saying Haskins is the best quarterback? Well, first of all, he may not be the most accurate quarterback, but he is accurate. Now, he does go through phases, and I've seen this on his deep balls where he just gets off on his accuracy and misses guys. I saw that too much for that not to be a concern of mine, but overall, he is an accurate thrower of the football who has incredible ability to read defenses mid-play, and he's got maybe the best arm of any of these quarterbacks. Do I think he has an arm like Aaron Rodgers or Mahomes? No. I also don't think he can throw off multiple platforms like a Drew Lock. But when you want to look at a pocket passer who can push the ball downfield, read coverages, and has proven that he can do it against quality defenses, Dwayne Haskins is your guy. He's got a quick release. He's got perfect mechanics. He's got a great arm. Again, not the most accurate, but he is accurate. And again, when you look at him in the pocket, he makes every throw needed in the NFL better than the rest of these guys. He's not lightning fast, but he is probably also the best athlete of these guys after Kyler Murray. When I watch Dwayne Haskins play, I see another Ben Roethlisberger in him. We can hope that he can get to that potential, but I think that might be what his ceiling is, and I do see some similarities of how he plays the position that does mimic a lot from what I see from Big Ben in the NFL. On the next episode of the Pro Football Scouting Show, I start to give you my pre-draft evaluations for edge rushers. Next time on the Pro Football Scouting Show, this show is brought to you by Pigskin Nut. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, at Pigskin Nut, also at pigskinnut.com. This is Steve, the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Show, signing off.